Well, good morning, everybody, wherever we are in Australia. We're here in Alice Springs with these amazing people, and just have a stare at all these wonderful, beautiful people that we've got here as leaders from Walmart, and Pastor Terry, some of the lead pastors from Indigenous Church, and Brother Thomas over there, and then we've got Amanda
and Hazel.
Hazel, Brother James, and of course, Sherry. She said, don't ask me any hard questions down there, pastors of Indigenous Church. I wanted to come up here just to really get a feel for what's really happening in Alice. And then I guess later what I'd like to do is ask for our individual perspectives. But I always want to come back to this book because I find that's what the answer is. And as I was thinking about this and just walking around yesterday and just seeing some things, this is a verse that came to me. It says, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And he shall turn and reconcile the hearts of the estranged fathers to the children, and the hearts of the rebellious children to the fathers. A reconciliation produced by repentance of the ungodly. Yes, I come. And then I began to read again where it says, there's not many fathers among you. And what I noticed up here, and I don't think I possess all the answers, but what I felt in my heart is there's a spirit of fatherlessness around there. And one of the things that's happened is, and I'm not going to get political, but it seems like government wants to become a father, where God never instituted that. He instituted things like fathers. And by that, I'm not saying that there's not mothering in there, but when there's strong fathering, which again is indigenous, we have eldership and so forth, it's a lack of that. And one of the things that I've picked up here is that people are being abused rather than helped. So you've got politicians out there that want to think that a white man's stroke of a pen through a referendum is going to fix all the problems for his kids. That's not going to help them at all. And it seems like our culture wants to cancel fathers and kind of, well, I'll give you an example. There was a mega church, which I won't mention, in Sydney that made a public apology to the Lord's Prayer because they said, we apologise for saying our Father because we know it triggers you. Well, it kind of worries me a little bit because I don't think it's Christ apologising for that, you know. And I think one of the things that we've happened is there's been a distortion of fatherhood. You know, the Bible talks in 1 Corinthians 14 about there's not many fathers among you. You've got many teachers, conductors, guardians, coaches, might I add, political sugar daddies that are not solving the problem. And when I began to think about this in Alice Springs, in particular, true fathering, and that includes all of us, driving cars and doing crazy things because they're bored. Well, I get bored, I'm sure we all get bored sometimes in life, but we don't go doing that. It's that lack of direction. And we've got a culture almost obsessed more with kids' feelings than they are with kids' direction. And I work with young people, I've worked with them for 30 years, and they're not looking for spin, they're looking for a compass. And one of the things that I see is, and this is an area of fathering, fathering isn't a title, it's a responsibility. Would you all agree with that? It's a responsibility. And fathering is painful. It's painful. Mothering is painful. We know that naturally, of course, but we also know that from the perspective of what's of what's birthed. And, you know, I used to work with kids and they'd say, well, I don't have a father, where would I go? I go, well, let's try and help them with this book and give them some direction from this book. And I didn't want to do a long read this morning because I wanted to hear from you. That fathering can be painful. I mean, Terry, you've been here, what, 40-odd years, and these people are raised here, and Sherry, you've been around for a long time, and how long have you been here? 25 years, and you're up three. And Jane? 68? Oh, 68, he's got a great accent. But you'll notice that fathering is painful. It's painful. And we know that of our own children, because when you've got to be correction. One of the things I find in our culture today is when we were growing up, you get first, second, and third prize. You know, now everybody gets participation certificates, you know, and rather than teaching achievement. And I really believe that the other thing of fathering, when I see it from, again, and I try and do the best with the book, is fathering protects daughters. Fathering protects daughters. And all of the problem that, and I know we've all got different views and stuff, but we think the sacrificing of our daughters on the altar of trans, on the altar of whatever they want to call it, is new. It's not. It goes back to the book of Genesis, where God came and said to Abraham, man, I'm gonna destroy Sodom. And Abraham starts to intercede. And he's bargaining with God. He says, well, if there's 10, would you save it? And God said, all right, if there's 10, I will. And what's interesting is when the angels of God came, the first thing that Lot did was he said, don't touch God's men, take my daughters. And has this revelation of the Almighty. And then when he has a choice between where to go, he goes for the bright, shiny lights of Sodom. And it says that he pitched his tent outside, then he got inside, and then Sodom got inside of him. And when they escape, his daughters end up doing the vilest of acts. They say, well, there's no men, so let's get our father drunk. And I see exactly the same thing happening now in our culture, that things have been sacrificed on the altar of handouts, on the altar of transgenderism. And I think there's a responsibility that we need to say, this is not going to happen on our shift. You know, we have to make a stand. Again, I've got to be very careful what I say now. When churches cancel a preacher to preach the gospel on the street, yet at the same time allow a Mardi Gras celebration on their lawn, we got a problem. We got a problem. And that's a big problem. I don't understand that. They ought to take the name church off it and call themselves something else. Because the church needs to stand. So what I would like to bring here is that we don't just fly in, fly out. Sure, we want to come up and have some meetings and so forth, but just meetings for meetings' sake aren't going to change anything. I think what I would like to see happen, and I'm prepared to start something, is that we take some of these young men and women and give them a skill, because they're creative. They're gifted. Maybe try and see how many of these bottle shops and bars we can get completely shut down, rather than this tokenism of, well, you're only allowed one transaction or two transactions a week. Well, all you've got to do is back up a truck and there's one transaction. I don't think that's going to change it. And the other thing I think that's going to change it is a real spiritual awakening among our young people. And as Sherry's told me, and many of you have told me, is our Indigenous young people, and the Indigenous people, are spiritual people. Sometimes the people in the power behind them wearing the Gucci suits in Parliament that stopped that spirit from moving. So, you know, I'd like to get your thoughts, you know. But, James, I mean, you've been up here for a while. What's your thoughts on what's happening up here and how we can change?
Yes,
But we're going to be here tonight, we're going to be here tomorrow, I want to hit the streets a little bit later on, but I want to say thank you to our community. If you could all be praying for all these folks, because they're at the forefront. I think they're up here doing a film documentary in a couple of weeks. And so just want to say thank you. I told everyone we'd tune in this morning and came up with a small group, but it's a powerful group. God bless you, everyone. Thank you.